Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That's a rough rider's road.
Listen, we are obviously aware there's real world news, and our thoughts and prayers are going on out to everybody, hoping they stay safe. We're also aware that some reports are starting to emerge. Davante Adams wants a trade. Brian and I will address that at 1:30. Right now, we are fired up to get to the BetQL guest line and welcome in our friend Lorenzo Alexander.
No, what's up, brother?
What's up, dude?
What's going on, family? Everybody good that way?
Yeah, man. We all good over here.
I want to start with something important because I don't remember the facts here. Were you the first person that got B. Mitch into bicycling?
Yep.
I don't know if I was the first person.
You know,
I used to have my ride to Revive back in the day, and he caught the bug, just like a lot of people get out there and start swinging them sticks and catch that golf bug. And so now he's probably almost a professional. His bike probably like $15,000 out there riding, rolling. Boy, slim, trim, just looking good. I know his wife is enjoying it.
he said we get out the house, go ride.
I hear you.
Lorenzo, a pro bowler here in Washington, a pro bowler with the Bills, a lot of great years, a guy that wore a lot of different hats. Lorenzo, are you enjoying watching this team right now, at least early on in the season, getting off to a hot start?
Yeah, it's been fun. I don't watch the Commanders as much as I like to, just because of just being busy with the kids. But I had a really good chance last week because I covered the Cardinals out here in Phoenix, where I reside now post my career, and was able to watch the first three games leading up to this game last weekend, where they pretty much did whatever they wanted to the Cardinals. And really being able to watch Jaden Daniels, his development. I think the offense has evolved and really built on itself. Very different, right? Cliff, I think, has grown. I think they have Anthony Lynn, Dan Quinn, some other guys that are really helping him see the game differently when you think about the run game and the balance and what they're doing there as well as in the pass game. It's been really cool to see. And to have a young guy like Jaden Daniels step in, take advantage of what he's been given, and then also make some big boy throws at such a young age and early in his career, having seen him play it out here at ASU and then see him win the Heisman, it's fun. It kind of reminds me of what RG3 did in D.C. when he first got there. So, obviously, we know me and B. Mitch, you know, playing the game. Now it's about longevity and consistency and how do you grow as people change and try to figure out where your weaknesses are, because now you have those first 4 weeks. And now what do you do? How do you finish your season? How do you continue to build moving forward? But so far, it's been really fun to see.
What when you watch his game, though, and like you say, you've known him since ASU, what is it that makes him so effective? Because, like, most people see, oh, he's skinny, don't get hurt, but dude slides, dude get out of bounds. And he has an uncanny way of avoiding direct hits.
Yeah. And, I mean, and some guys are built for it, man. And you may look slim, but are tough-minded, gritty dudes. Obviously, NFL, and you can't take a ton of hits, but he took one versus the Bengals, popped, got right back up, and went about it. But I think his greatest attribute that he's doing really well right now, obviously he's playing with confidence. I think that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. But when you think about C.J. Stroud last year, right, very decisive in his decision-making, where he's going with the ball. And if it's not there, I'm taking off. I'm out. I'm going to give you my 10 yards. I'm going to get down, get back up. And that is really deflating to a defense. And when you're able to do that, convert on third downs, you've been doing it with a lot of, staying ahead of the sticks on first and second and then having these manageable third downs and just kind of grinding these drives out has been really good for his confidence. I think the offense and his ability to be so efficient early on. And so I think if he just continues to do with that, continue to trust what he sees, he's going to be fine because, that's what it's all about and continue to be a professional. When you hear him speak, he's very mature, very humble, and you know that he is a professional by the way he's working.
Yeah. I mean, Dan Quinn came out and said, you know, this success isn't by accident. He works his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Lorenzo Alexander here on the BetQL guest line. Lives out in Phoenix, obviously was a Pro Bowl player here in Washington. I am curious, Zoe, because you mentioned it, Cliff Kingsbury, when he was there, there were some real highs. He worked hard on developing Kyler Murray. Obviously, it ended poorly, but what have you seen so far from Cliff? How much evolving did his offense need, and where do you think it is?
I think the biggest thing is the run game impact and being able to be balanced and run the ball the way they have. When he was here, he would get away from it. He wouldn't do it as much. You know, I think really for me, the only similarity that I remember between both offenses is that the quarterback is never under center, right? And I think they've done a really good job of using the pistol and the run game, which I really want to say has been heavily impacted by Anthony Lynn. And the reason why I say that, because I was with Anthony Lynn, Greg Roman in Buffalo, and a lot of these runs that they are doing, they implemented when I was with the Bills, and they had Shady McCoy for those couple of years, and they were in the Buffalo Bills were one of the top-tier rushing teams in the league, and I see a lot of that influence. And so I just think, you know, when you have failure, right, it's only failure if you don't learn from your mistakes. And I think Cliff has probably, went to SC for a year, learned there, has been around some of these other men that have been head coaches that have had success, especially with the run game, and has implemented these things within the context of what he likes to do as a play caller. And it's done really well for, obviously, Jaden Daniels, but more importantly, his offense and being able to be consistent in scoring, right? Right? What do they have, like 9 out of the last 12 drives have been touchdowns or something like that?
It's more than that, man. It's crazy.
But it's because they're balanced, right? If I just sit back there, I know you're going to throw the ball 50 times, I can scheme that up all day. But when you're knocking people off the ball, then you have play action, then you throw Jaden Daniels in the run game, and then you're taking shots with Scary Terry. As a defense, you keep me off balance. I don't even know what to look like. And then his offense, right, from a formation standpoint, he's making things look the same, but they're different, which he really didn't do a lot of here. So I think he's grown and has had a lot of input and has allowed that to help him become a better play caller. And plus, he's not a head coach, so you don't have to worry about all that other stuff, right, that's non-football, and it really allows him that additional time to get into the dark room, watch film, break down, and be creative and really self-scout himself and other teams that he's playing against.
Yeah, in one of his press conferences earlier this year, he admitted just that. He said, when I first got to Arizona, I just had
he said he came straight from the college air raid.
And that's all I had was an air raid. And he said, I didn't really have much to go on other than that. He said, now I'm with this staff, with all these different coaches, and we're implementing our offense. I don't think we've all seen what it is just yet.
No, we haven't, because it's been building on itself. Each week, there's been a little different variation or variable that they throw in that, you know, the defense may have saw on film. It's like, oh, well, it ain't that play. It's something different, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're just one step ahead right now. They're doing a very good job of keeping defenses, I think, off schedule. And by doing that, by scoring these points, I think they've been able to save their defense to a certain extent, right? Because now other teams like the Cardinals had to become one-dimensional, because the Cardinals were running the ball pretty effectively, but had to get out of that and become one-dimensional once they started getting behind in the scoreboard. And so at that point, now a defense can kind of pin their ears back a little bit, take advantage of a injured offensive line, and you started getting four sacks and play really well, when in other games they haven't really been able to do that defensively, you know, based on the score.
Speaking of defense, the group you saw in Arizona for Washington looked pretty impressive. That was the first time Washington had really been impressive this year defensively. What's it like right now for defenders in the era of not being able to really touch the quarterback, not really being able to touch? Like,
can't touch anybody, really.
What do you make of kind of where we are in pro football?
It is frustrating. I understand the intentionality behind a lot of it, right? Player health and safety, but I'm still cut from that old school cloth. That's what I came up in. That's what I watched growing up. And so there's a blend of, hey, we got to be safe. But, hey, remember, we are playing – we're not playing a contact game. We're playing a collision game. And so there's only – you only can be so safe doing that, right? And so, yeah, you want to put rules in that make sure that players aren't being egregiously – out of control and chaotic and trying to hurt guys, you know, like the horse collar where my man from Dallas used to let guys run by him, Roy Williams, and then jump on their back and pull them down. But, hey, man, if I'm straining, trying to grab a guy, I'm trying to grab whatever I can grab and get a guy down. And you can see that. Now you're going to penalize me, so now I got to slow down. Now you want me to tackle Derrick Henry as a DB, and I got to wrap him, but I can't drop my weight. I got to figure out how to take him down. Nice and smooth, and he's 280 pounds, right? I'm a DB. I got this 315-pounder running at me. I can't cut him. What? What are we doing? How is that safe for me as a DB?
Yeah, you know exactly. I
mean? So it's just been crazy how – and I get it. They want offense. They want points and all that. But, hey, I got to have some tools in my belt to get a guy down to inflict some pain, because it's really hard to stop these guys. They're so athletic in space, and, you know, so it's – I get it. What the NFL is going for, but from a defender standpoint, it's really hard and frustrating. Let me do what I'm good for, right? I'm big, I'm fast, and I'm mean, and I want to be able to utilize that. Now you got me kind of tippy-toeing and being cautious when that's not what the intention of this game and the foundation and the principles that you grew up playing. Let's go out here, let's play fast, let's run through guys, let's physically dominate them and move guys around, and I think they've kind of put some guardrails up against that.
So you basically say exactly what I say on a daily basis. You can't get ready for football without playing football. And if you're out there on the football field wondering about, oh, how am I supposed to do this, you end up hurt anyway.
Yeah, right. Tear ACL, I mean, you get mossed or something look funny on you. I mean, it's just really hard, man. So I understand why, but everybody that plays the game knows what they're signing up for. And so I wish they would pull some of the stuff back, because it's just too hard. The targeting stuff, they're getting hit. I mean, like, things are moving at, you know, it's microseconds of somebody shifting, and I got to figure out, do I drop? Do I let him hit me in my chest? You know, all that stuff. And so it's just, it's really hard and frustrating, but, you know, you got to go out there and do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. When you look around the league, though, right now, are you surprised Kansas City is 4-0? Obviously, they've won all their games. Right now, Mahomes is on track to throw 20 interceptions, which would obviously be a career high. How hard is it to figure out that Chiefs team? Because they've won back-to-back titles, prohibitive favorite to win the next one, and yet their games come down to the wire. It's just bizarre.
Right. I mean, but that's what good teams do, right? They figure out how to win those close ones and win games that maybe they shouldn't win. And that's going to be ultimately the difference. But most teams, when you look at the games, right, most teams, if you say, oh, well, if we would have won that one-score game, we would be in the playoffs. The Chiefs are just a really good team. They're really coached. They still got one of the top quarterbacks, even though it may not look like it. He's making the plays that matter when they need it, right? A third and 15 in the fourth quarter, right? He's figuring out a way to convert those type of plays, where some of that stuff that happens early in the game, it means something, but not as much as clutch time, and that's where he's showing up. And also their defense is playing, yeah, right? They're playing well too, right? Even when you think about the Super Bowls they've won, especially last year, I mean, their defense was playing on another level. And so football is the ultimate team sport. Yeah, we love offense, and we want to see Pat Mahomes do what he does, but you can win other ways outside of great defense or outside of great offense, and that's what they're doing right now, and that's what good teams do. They find a way. And then hopefully by the end of the year, you get healthy, you get guys going, and you end up, you know, firing on all cylinders so you can win another championship.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, football today is so offensive promoted that people don't think about anything else. But, you know, what you got over there happening in Kansas City right now, their defense keeps them in all the games, and then Pat makes a play down the stretch. And if you let them get in the playoffs and then Pat starts to click, you got a problem, because you got a good defense with Chris Jones. Then on top of it, he already has the experience of doing all the other stuff.
Exactly. And that's what it comes down to. It takes, you know, all 11 men, offense, defense, and special teams to go out there and win the way they have been over the last, you know, 6-7 years. And so that's what they're going to continue to do. You know, great coach, and they're going to weather this storm. And, right, great quarterbacks, they find ways, because they, you know, they had what, Rashid Rice got hurt, Hollywood Brown is hurt, right? They're going to plug somebody in. Hey, just do your job, and Pat's going to get you the ball. All you got to do is catch it, and they're going to move to six. And so that's kind of what they're going through right now, I think, offensively, as guys have gotten hurt. Pacheco, right, another guy that's gotten hurt. Everybody always focuses on the quarterback, but you got to understand they're the most dependent person on the field. And so he has to wait for these other guys now to kind of feel, get up to snuff, so that then they can go out and play well. So I'm not worried about them, just because they're well coached, got great leadership at the top, and they're going to be just fine.
Talking with former Redskins Pro Bowler Lorenzo Alexander, played here in Washington for 6 years. So last one for me. Do you have, and everybody should check him out at One Man Gang 97 if you want to follow Lorenzo's content, a fan favorite truly then and now. You were obviously part of that 2012 team that got hot late and went on that playoff run. Do you have like a favorite memory from your time in Washington?
Man, I mean, it's so much on the field, off the field stuff. You know, I got married in Washington. I mean, I had big brothers like Pete Mitch, Chris Samuels, London Fletcher, guys that really helped me grow as a football player. And man, I don't even know if I can pick one thing on the football field. I would say, and this was, you know, I was there when Sean Taylor passed, the way that team galvanized around that, and a lot of guys grew as men and as in football players around that time. Obviously, the RG3 year was very fun. Going to the Pro Bowl as a special teamer, playing under Danny Smith. So there's a ton, you know, in Washington. I was actually there 7 years. I was on practice squad 1 year. And so those, you know, just that whole time, I got my career started, became who I was in the league and as a person. The foundation of everything really was birthed in D.C. You know, I think about guys like James Thrash, Ronaldo Wynn, Rock Cartwright. There's just so much. I can't pick one thing. You know, CP, Tana, a lot of guys that people know that really helped me become the professional, the man that I needed to be in order to continue to have the impact I'm having after I've retired. So the whole experience was great. Getting to see, you know, organizational structure, good, bad, and now that I'm implementing some of that stuff and me running my own football team, coaching my young son who's in the eighth grade. So the whole time, all 7 years was great.
I mean, we talk about ups and downs. Just that 07 team, to have the low of Sean passing, and then you guys get hot and get on that late run. Yep. What was it like? I can only imagine that charter flight back from Miami. Silent?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think all of us was in shock. I mean, it was an instrumental time in my life because me and Sean were the same age. Right. And you have, you know, at that point, most kids you have, especially playing in the NFL, you have this Superman complex, like mm-hmm. I'm untouchable. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was a great self-reflecting moment, shifted my lifestyle, shifted my mindset. And so that was a blessing in my life out of that tragedy. that I think his life and what he was doing and who he was as a person and how it impacted, I think, a lot of men on that team. And then obviously, like you said, you saw how guys came together around that because of who he was, how he approached life every single day, how he was trying to grow as a man and a father, was really inspiring and impactful to a lot of guys in that locker room, you know, beyond the game of football.
Lorenzo, stuff, well brother. Said there, good man. Stuff. Thank you for making time for us, dude. We really appreciate
your love.
Yeah, always. I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
All right, man.
All right. Lorenzo Alexander, give him a follow at One Man Gang 97. Tremendous perspective. Smart guy and a good person. I don't know that we can say all that. I don't know that we can't. Devontae Adams, this thing hasn't felt right with the Raiders kind of throughout. And now there's reports that he could be on the move. Should Washington make a play for Devontae? We'll discuss. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through this humidity. So now's the time to switch to Rood. Take advantage of Rood's $2,000 tax credits, and Maryland residents can even score exclusive rebates from Rood. I personally switched my house over to Rood, and the difference is night and day. So trust me and visit Rood.com to find your savings. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's 1:30 in the afternoon. Astute listeners of the program know that Brian and I are big fans of Wendy. Wendy has a lot of jobs here at the station. I'm not, frankly, particularly sure exactly what her job is.
She's kind of a mini cluster buster.
Right. Okay. Cluster Buster Jr. But one of the things Wendy does is occasionally provide us with a van to go get $6 calzone Tuesdays. She did not do that. But one thing Wendy always does is bust Jeff's balls.
Yes.
And that has our full support.
100%.
I will say I was a little surprised that Wendy just asked us who Ron Rivera was. That one threw me for a loop.
Hey, Wendy, tell her, hey, you remember what's good.
She works for the whole, the whole cluster, not just the damn sports station. And now we know. Now we know that to be true. Wendy, we could easily make this up next Tuesday, $6 calzone.
As we could just get a Wednesday calzone, too. Make no difference.
That's true.
Just got to cost Jeff more since he's going to have to go pick him up.
I know that Jeff will go pick them up. I know that Jeff won't pay for them. So, all right. The question is relatively simple. I'll start with young Jeffrey.
Okay, let's go.
Davante Adams might be available. I feel like Davante Adams will be available.
If Davante Adams get traded, I think he's going to New York.
Well, that was the let's start with Jeff and then finish with Brian, because everybody wants to hear from
Jeff. Jeff like to stand up and start stretching and all. I ain't got time for all that.
No, I was standing up because I am hyped.
Standing up doing all this.
I'm standing up because I'm hyped. If we got an opportunity to get him, let's go get him. Why not?
Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback in New York, and he's making all the decisions. Hey, where do you think he's going?
Hey, I got faith in Adam Peters.
Okay, let's pause because Brian's correct, but let's let Jeff talk.
We know that. We know he's going to try to get back with his quarterback.
All right, but let's ignore what he wants.
Perfect scenario. I want him.
You
want
him.
Yes, let's go get him.
Why?
That's a big receiver. We could keep him. We have Terry. Why not go and get him? Give Jaden some more weapons. And I mean, we've seen Terry been coming around, but we need somebody else. That's another level of receiver right there.
Y'all point that, Jeff.
He's a great player. I get that.
But the thing is, what would it cost us? What would we lose?
See, that's where you got.
And what does it
that's
do?
Where you got to go first.
What does it do to all the salary cap flexibility you've built for next offseason? When you can address a lot of things,
suck it up.
Yeah. But you want him.
Yeah, I mean, now that you put it like that, and once you look, I mean,
well, that's our job is to explain.
That's
why we get 4 hours.
I mean,
a day.
The offense seemed to be spectacular at this point, getting there already, and you need to have some help on the other side. I believe. You might want to be trying to get somebody over there.
All right. Jeff wants Devontae. And his mic got turned off.
Or his defensive back?
B's ear. Landini, how do you vote on this Davante Adams Bruins situation?
I would take a pass. Although it's tough, I don't really think that the offense has been the weak point of this team so far. Plus, I really think that they have a legitimate shot to push all the chips in the offseason and be contenders next year based on how good they've looked. And I want them to keep everything that they can. I want them to keep their picks. I want them to keep the cap space so they can use all of it to in the offseason to try to really try to make a run at it in 2025.
And so I agree with Lamphill. But I would extend that. I want them to build this thing for the long haul. Like, if you look at what the Niners are doing right now, they've been to 2 Super Bowls in 5 years. They haven't won one, but look at the Chiefs. They've won 3 of the last 4.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get greedy, and you want to build for continued success, that the playoffs are a given, and that it's how going on deep runs year after year. And I think the path to that is not trading. He's a stud, stud, stud. I'm not doubting Davante Adams in any
capacity. How old is Davante?
I'm looking it up as we speak. I just think whatever you have to give up for a dude that's going to turn 32 at Christmas and carries probably at least a $28, $30 million cap hit, that ain't building for me. That's not how I would go about it. I don't think they will. I don't think they should.
I'm just like, I don't know what they're going to do. My whole thing is if you feel that dude could be in this offense for 4 to 5 years and be legitimate, it's worth a chance. But if you don't think that, then you try to go and get somebody else younger that can carry it on. Because what's going to happen as this thing moves forward, you have to start thinking about how to structure this thing properly. You know what I mean? And Devontae is going to have, if he comes in, he comes in with a mega salary.
I like this tweet from Blessed in DMV. Said, Devontae Adams went to a team with no quarterback for the cash and now is mad they don't have a quarterback. Like, some of it is decision making.
Yeah,
now,
the,
I think when
the,
he went
the
was quarter, Derek Carr.
When he went, the quarterback that was supposed to be there is three quarterbacks removed.
It's bizarre that he went there to play with Derek Carr because those two were tight. They were college teammates. And then they just bounced on Carr.
Bounced on Carr. Then they put, what was the other guy that you never believed in him? Starts with an S, I think. The backup quarterback. They started going to him over Carr because they didn't want to pay Carr.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that I haven't believed in much. who was it? I think you're right. It was, I think. Now that's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to look him up. It's an interesting time for the Raiders because they just seem to be spinning their wheels. Like they just don't seem to be a team that makes a lot of sense. And they win some games when they're not supposed to and then lose some. They had Aiden O'Connell for a period. I think that first year.
Before Aiden.
I think Carr had some injury trouble, but they had Stidham.
There you go.
Stidham, not very good. I don't know. I find it hard to fathom Devontae Adams goes anywhere but the Jets.
Yeah, that's like, what I think.
Dude, even if you listen to some of the discourse coming out of the Jets, it is very clear Aaron Rodgers is in charge. Every time Robert Saleh tries to say something.
If I went to dap up my guy and he pushed me away, I probably would have swung on him. Seriously. Well, and they could explain it how they want. He totally disrespected that man that day.
Totally. I mean, that's after the...
If you read the lips, he kind of told him, get the blank out of my face.
Right. How about this one? This is some seriously meta, perhaps nonsense. Apparently, Antonio Pierce... have you heard this one yet, B?
Mm-mm.
When Antonio Pierce the other... 2 weeks ago, after the Raiders got their ass kicked, he said some people clearly made business decisions.
We're going to be doing the
it's
same.
It's not that hard to figure out who he's talking about.
Hmm?
Apparently, Antonio Pierce. Jeff, sit down and look something up for me, please. Apparently, Antonio Pierce on Instagram liked a post that was insinuating Devontae Adams will be traded. Can you search people's likes on Instagram? I know you...
Oh yeah, just pull up the name and then you can look at the post of what people.
Now you can't search them, but usually, like if it's a post and you follow someone, it will say like so. Like
say who liked it.
Yeah, if we all on SportsCenter and we liked it, we'll see it.
Yeah, it'll show me like B-Mitch30 liked it.
Yeah.
See if you can find the post, Jeff. That's your very brief assignment as we're about to go to break. But apparently, Antonio Pierce liked an Instagram post insinuating that Devontae Adams could be traded. Devontae Adams was asked about this in the locker room and says he hasn't heard from Pierce yet. Does that sound like a healthy, functioning?
It may not be healthy and functioning, but I will say this. Those players understand, those former players that are coaches and linebackers for sure, you're not going to just talk to them in any kind of way and get away with it.
Some people are saying it's on Devontae Adams' Instagram. I don't know.
If Devontae Adams posted that he was going to probably get traded, so if he posted it or reposted it, the coach is like, yeah, okay, you probably will be.
Tailgate Ted just tweeted me, he said, no on Devontae Adams. Remember the sugar high analogy that Governor Moore has talked about? Peters is building something sustainable. Let it take some time. I agree with that. I don't think Devontae coming in at this stage in the middle of the season, oh, by the way, their offense is killing it. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm with all that stuff.
You always want better players. You
I'm
want
with
great
everything
players.
Everything that y'all saying, but I will tell you this. There are discussions that were going on about people on this team now and other discussions. So if they happen to start talking and they figure it out and make the move, I'm not going to be mad at it. But I'm not saying, I will say I think that they're doing good and you can move forward. But if they were to go out there and try to make a move, I'm not going to be pissed. Because... You better pay attention. Everything is not what it always seems.
Sure. Michael Rubin is, I think, the boss of Fanatics. Says, shout out to Jaden Daniels for being the number one selling jersey for the past week.
Uh-oh.
I get it. In a world of fantasy and highlights all over the country.
Are people buying the Commander stuff, JP?
Yeah. This name might be sticking.
Is it more people caring about the name now and not, I mean, caring about the winning and not
fewer
necessarily.
Fewer people caring about the,
yes,
about the name.
Wow.
For show.
And I know they're not buying LSU jerseys.
The LSU jersey is dope, though. Jeff, dope, what has your investigation revealed? Are you now just looking at big-butted women?
Big-butted. It's not showing the actual post. It's just articles talking about it.
All right. That's our top investigative reporter, Jeff Walker, on the case. Beamich and I say thanks but no thanks on Devontae Adams. Besides, he's going to the Jets. Nobody go
That's
anywhere.
I believe.
We got to make some bets. Hell yeah. Is it ever going to stop raining?
I'm not complaining because I was asking for rain while I was in damn Arizona.
I tell you what, I wouldn't have minded a little cooling off rain in Arizona. That place is hot.
Woo! what did O'Billy say? Bill said, yeah, people talking about it's dry heat. He said, stick your head in the damn oven and tell me it's not hot.
It isn't. I think you sweat less out there, though.
No, you sweat exactly the same. What it does, since it's so hot and it's not humid, it just evaporates. So that's why so many people have heat stroke out there, because they don't think they're sweating, they don't drink enough water, and boom, they gone.
You get that layer of, like, salt on you.
Yeah.
Greenberg's going at the people. Landfill, let's get Neil locked in for tomorrow. Greenberg, talking about power rankings. These rankings are worthless. This is just a regurgitation of the standings. And he's saying, listen to Beamich and Finley tomorrow, and I'll explain. All right, Neil.
Go for it, Neil.
Neil ringing the bell. Loves fighting people.
Hey,
on,
Neil, you know they
social
like
media.
People like to jump on the bandwagon. I don't care if they got a national show or not. They jump on the bandwagon.
Greenberg joins us tomorrow. Wendy's hanging out, even though she doesn't know who Ron Rivera is. Heavy Metal Chris hanging out, even though he hasn't gotten me tickets to go see Goose at the Anthem. And we're gonna make some bets.
Shippy, you have 18 jobs. Just go make. Just buy you some damn tickets.
Get around. Jeffrey!
Okay, before we get into her to here first, hey, JP, you always talking about me asking for tickets. You ask for tickets like every other day.
Yeah, JP.
Yeah. All right,
I do need a new dishwasher, though.
I never ask for tickets.
Hey,
Landfill, you got a dishwasher?
Not for you.
I will buy the dishwasher if you will install it.
AHS.
If you bring your dishes over to my house,
you were just
use
fighting
them.
With them, you told me.
I fight with them all the time. But guess what? They replace some stuff, too.
Yeah.
American Home Shield.
My wife's out here signing me up for the turkey trot. Do I look like I'm in turkey trotting capabilities? Seriously, though, hit me up about a dishwasher. Jeffrey, what up?
That's OWG activities. Okay, so sitting in last place, unfortunately, is myself. I did not hit my bet last night.
What'd you have last night?
I took the Seahawks +4.5. I thought it would be a close game. They got blown out. Sitting tied for second is Landfill and JP. They're both sitting at 1-0. Landfill hit the over.
B stays parlaying.
B parlay hit.
What did I have? I just took the Lions, right?
Yeah.
The Lions basically hit the over by themselves.
Yeah, they did. And tonight, my Yankees not playing. I'm going to take the Baltimore Orioles to beat Kansas City.
You going to take an enemy of your team?
No.
Come on, Jeff.
I am.
You know, he's the cooler.
I do not want you to take the Orioles.
That's his second team when the Yankees aren't
the
playing.
Cooler.
You cannot have your second team be in the same division.
No, the thing is, bro, I'm just taking this for the bet because I don't want to bet. I just think this is the easiest game to bet on. I think the Orioles are going to blow the Royals out.
I couldn't be less happy that that's what you are doing. I want to be clear that I really wish you would do anything else.
Just go with it, bro. Like, come on,
hey,
now.
Go with it, bro.
We even got Cowboys fans saying the Commanders got it this year. So, like,
well, Jeff, you know there's WNBA tonight. You always bet on the WNBA.
And don't listen to them, Jeff. They are never going to get on our bandwagon. We don't want them.
Got a question.
Oh, I just laugh when that happens.
Can anybody answer this? Does the WNBA not have East and West conferences?
No, it's only like 12 teams.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Because I don't understand why the
Aces are playing the Liberty in the semifinals. I thought that was the finals. But
nah.
I'm glad we cleared that up. What do you got, B?
Okay, so let me get the Astros.
Y'all are haters.
That was
top-notch haters.
What are you taking, Landini?
I'm taking the Padres.
Yep, and I'm doing line. Them. I'm going Astros and Padres. There we go. That was my next pick, Landy. I was trying to wait till the end, but you know.
Parlay. I'm taking Arsenal over Paris Saint-Germain.
That's not how you say it.
Yes, it is, bro. How much you want to bet? I'm going to bring FIFA in here for you. I'm going to bring it in for you just so you can hear him say Paris Saint-Germain.
You're going to bring a whole like PlayStation in here. Connected to one of these TVs.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna pull it up on YouTube. We'll
That'd be so much more efficient. TVs. I believe you'll actually do that. I'm taking the Brewers. Give me the Brew Crew, and also go Orioles. Can we get a baseball guest tomorrow or Thursday? We'll be in.
Go Orioles mean you're not taking them. You're just cheering for them.
I am cheering for them. I'm okay. Betting on the Brewers.
Okay,
I would have bet on the Orioles till Jeff did.
Because if the Orioles win and the Brewers win,
I thought J-Dawg stick together forever, man.
Until you call me an old white guy. I'm old and I'm a white guy.
It's OWG.
I'm old and I'm a white guy, but I'm not an old white guy.
That's just an honest statement of facts from Jeff, though.
OWG.
I'm old and I'm a white guy, but I'm not an old white guy.
So you just put it together and take the and out of it.
Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us today. Thank you to Rick Snyder for joining us today. Thank you to Mike Silver. Thank you to Steve Buckhands. And thank you to Lorenzo Alexander. Thank you to everybody that called. Grant and Danny coming. Is Danny here? I feel like he wasn't there yesterday.
He's here.
I did see Danny. All right.
Shout out to Danny Ruggie. You can listen to him next. You made it this far. Jeff, we'll call you an old white guy.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.